Hello, beautiful friends. Hello, hello. I'm sitting here with my friend Lisa Napoli. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sherry.
Are you making fun of me?
Just a little, maybe.
All right, well, here we go. We're already starting. Lisa's making fun of me. We are bringing you a very special edition of our Sunday Love Gram. In all transparency, it is not Sunday. And I am recording this in
but we don't know what day it is. So it could be Sunday.
Good point. Yeah. We don't know what day it is because... Let's see if they can, hear us clink.
Oh, they're plastic.
That probably wasn't right. Lisa and I are at her beautiful lake house in
Huron.
You can say it.
Huron, Ohio.
It's on Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. So right now there's a fire and a whole humongous lake. There's a big, 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 beautiful Christmas tree. What are we drinking?
A little coffee, peppermint liqueur, and just a little twinge of vodka.
Just a twinge. I'm not usually drinking when I do my Sunday Love Gram, so this is very unusual. So some of you may remember, if you've been following along for a while, about maybe 6 months ago, I did an email to you, and I introduced you to my friend Lisa. There was a picture of the two of us in high school, and we had our hair braided on opposite sides, so when we stood next to one another, our little braid jutted out on opposite sides, and we had blue and gold ribbons for our team. You remember that, Lisa?
I do.
So, Lisa, I don't think you know this, but so I had said to people that one of the things that... Oh, and I also sent, alongside that, a photo of us when we wore those furry vests in TJ Maxx.
Right.
And so what I was saying to people, and this is what I want to talk to you about today, is the importance of kind of silly ritual.
Okay.
So we've been friends, I just added it all up today, for 44 years. And for me, what happened, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts on this, but when I connected us doing that silly thing with our braids and when we go to TJ Maxx, like I have another photo of us in red, white, and blue garb. Mm-hmm. I probably have like 100 photos of us in TJ Maxx wearing the same things, mm-hmm. right? And it's not anything, right? But it's something.
Right. Well, I agree.
I'd just like to hear what you think about that.
I agree with you. It is something. It's funny, it's irreverent, and but it's us. So that's what makes it special.
That's what makes it special. Mm-hmm. I love that you just said that, because it's like one of the things that I want to encourage people to do is, I'm going to use the word intentional, but not in the sense of it being sort of like, we have to do this, or this has to be what we always do, but to kind of be thoughtful about including more ritual. Like, so for instance, last time I was at your lake house, we decided it was 3 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Last time I was here, you also brought out this sweet little, what do you call this thing?
A tray.
It's more than a tray. Is
no,
it?
It's a tray.
Okay, it's a tray. But listen, it's a sweet wooden tray. And Lisa, this is the thing. Lisa brings out a beautiful tray. She always puts little tiny dishes filled with special things. Always has like really fun napkins. This one has a reindeer with a little candy cane ears and a bulb hanging from it. Polka dots all over it, right? So that's part of who your ritual, right? So it's part of what you do to make things not only special, but there's a little bit of a thread, right? I don't know if you do this consciously or if it's unconscious.
Well, I like it to be nice. It's nice to do it for people who appreciate it, which is what you do. So it makes it even lovelier because I know that you'll see the pretty dishes. Some people just kind of, you know, ignore it, but I do it because I like pretty dishes.
Right.
And I like to use the things I have, because if you don't use them, what's the point of having them?
That is also okay. So that's great. So there's a couple things going on, right? So there's the first thing of that. As long as I've been coming to your house since we've been adults, I can think of numerous, really. And it sounds silly, but what I want people to understand is it is deeply meaningful. So what we may think of as, oh, well, it doesn't matter the napkins I use, or it doesn't matter the little dishes I use. It might not matter, but it also does. Like, there's something really important about creating a space for the people we love. And I feel like you are a master at that, you know? And again, I'm not sure if it's, like you just said, I don't know if it sort of starts with you do it because you love it, or do you think it starts because you love people and you want to appreciate them?
I think it's like a chicken and an egg thing. It's, I don't know.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. But in any case, what happens is it creates a magical moment, which is really what I wanted to say to people. I know, okay, so we don't know what date it is because we're having our little vodka coffee martinis. But let's see, I think I'm going to post this next week. It'll be before New Year's. And I think I just want people to think about what kinds of moments are you creating with the people you love, right? This isn't new. I know I talk about this all the time. But it seemed like I really wanted to record with my friend Lisa because every time I see Lisa, if we're at her house, there's the napkins, there's the special tray. There's, what am I looking at right now?
Oh, a fancy holiday martini glass.
A fancy holiday martini glass. Uh-huh. She's got the fire, right? That there is a sense of care that and thoughtfulness that went into it. I didn't just show up here and Lisa was like, you know, the house is beautiful. It looks really festive. And I guess that's what I wanted to say. And I want to ask you, Lisa, because I know, so on Sunday, you're having some people over. Mm-hmm. I have the feeling that there's also a sense of ritual involved with that group, or a sense of some continuity.
Don't know about that. I mean, I would say ritual in terms of we talk about the same things over and over again, and there's an element of that. But I mean, I think to your point of why I do it, there's some people in the group that will, like you, notice what I do, and there are others who either won't notice or won't comment on it. So I don't do it for, I mean, I do it because it's important to me and I like things to be pretty. And, you know, and when people recognize it, that's awesome. And then I want to do for people like you, I you know, I get the special things out because I know, ooh, you'll notice. And, you know.
Right. So I guess that is an important piece of this. And it's not altogether different than what I often talk to people about gift giving, that we give gifts because we love to give them and we're moved to give a gift. And it sounds like to me, you do all of this first and foremost because you love it, mm-hmm, right? Like it,
yes,
it fuels you. You live, I mean, this is my projection, but you can tell me, but it's like, I project that it's like, you're a very creative person and you love to be surrounded with color and beauty, right?
Correct.
And so first and foremost, you're creating the context of the life that you want. And then hopefully the people that join in also really appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's even more important than what I was thinking, which is about intentionally creating spaces for people, intentionally creating the life that we want to live.
Right.
Yeah.
But making it welcoming and open for others to enjoy it with you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Making it welcoming and open for others to enjoy it with you. So obviously, as Lisa knows, because I've been saying this over and over, I don't have the same kind of eye for, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it, like creating space. I wish I did. I just don't. However, I think there are other things that I do where I create spaces for people. And what is that for you? Like, what is that? What does it look like for you? Is it cooking a certain way? Is it decorating your house in a certain way? Is it the way that you present the foods? What else could it be? Do you have any friends who you can think of like that, that have that welcoming sense like you do, but maybe it looks different than you?
Well, my mother does it, and she does it more in terms of with food. You know.
That is a great, and actually that fits back into what I started with, which I think is also really important, which is sort of these like themes or rituals, which is, as long as I've known you, I don't know if it's still going on today, but Christmas Eve, your mother would always have people over. She still do that?
Well, it's dwindled.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. But yes, we're still there Christmas Eve. Yes.
That's and do you still have Zippoli?
Yes.
Tell us about Zippoli.
It's fried dough with traditionally with anchovies in the middle, and she'll make it now, you know, now it's become with cheese or cheese and pepperoni in the middle.
Yeah, right. Yes. So Bob, you know, my son's dad, will still talk about Zippoli at the Napoli's. Mm-hmm. Right? Like it's even like we've only been to a few of them. We've happened to be at my mom's house when it's Christmas Eve, but that is a way by having like the same foods, mm-hmm. even, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's a way that we create, for me, there's like there's a certain warmth, a security, a connection. You know, even if I'm not at your house on Christmas Eve, I will frequently think of Zippoli at the Napoli's, mm-hmm. right? Like it's a connection. And you guys know, like this is a big word that I use frequently because it's just one of my main values. Like, how do we connect to the people we love? And I know Lisa and I are just kind of, you know, you guys know, I never plan out what I'm going to say for the Love Grams, but there are common themes happening. Like, as far as what Lisa was saying about, she does this first and foremost because this is the life she wants. And then she invites people in, and people like me, and I'm sure there's many others, who have certain connections to Lisa's rituals that then become touchstones in a way. And we need that, especially now, right? Like we've just gone through like these crazy, you know, 20 months of pandemic and upheaval and illness and grief. And what these touchstones do is they give us a sense of connection. What do you think?
I agree with it all. Yeah. We need it. It's important.
Yeah.
It's essentially all we have.
It is what we have, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the thing. So maybe not everybody has these fancy, I know I don't have these fancy glasses that you have, but I have my own version of that, right? And I think we all have our own version of, oh, hi friend, welcome into my house. Here, let's use these mugs, right? Let's use these mugs that, like, for instance, my friend Trisha and I work together at the Humane Society, and I have a mug from there, and I might bring that out to say, like, hey, you know, this is our shared world. It's really important. Anything else that's coming up for you?
No. I think the only thing I would add to all of it is you, at the base of it is you still have to do it for yourself because yeah. it's important to you. And when you get the added benefit of a friend like Sherry who comes and appreciates it and verbalizes how thankful she is, that's icing on the cake. But the reason you do it is for yourself, and you need to enjoy the process and not expect anything from it, because you might get it, you might not, but...
That's so beautifully yeah. said. Right, like that. And I love that, Lisa. Like, I love that you have created this first and foremost for yourself. Because I think so many people, and I know we're getting on to 15 minutes, which is when I like to end these so they're not too long. But just to say that, like, I think too many people think, well, it's just me. You know, why bring out these fun rainbow rainbow reindeer napkins. Why bring out the fun reindeer napkins just for me? But that's exactly what you need to do. You know, bring out the napkins you love, the glasses you love, the little wooden tray that doesn't have a special name that I wish it did. Bring out the wooden tray for yourself, first and foremost, and then invite people into your joy. And a certain number of people will, maybe they won't say anything, but they absolutely love it. You don't even know. So thank you, Lisa, for joining me. Lisa,
you're welcome.
Lisa is, I think, my third special guest, as you guys know. I know, I've had my friend Trisha when we were on retreat, and then my mom when I was staying with her last summer, and now Lisa.
Wow.
And it's, I know. What do you think? That's great, isn't it?
It's awesome.
So Lisa and I just a few minutes ago took a special selfie by her fireplace for you. So I'll be sure and share that with you. And thank you for listening. As we're headed into 2022, think about everything, especially what Lisa said. I love what she said about do it for you. And then also consider, you know, who the person is that you're inviting into your home, and think about just something that you could do to make it special for them, to create a moment. Create a moment. Love you. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.